This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold bilateral meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. They are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including issues related to regional and global peace and security. Secretary Rubio arrived in India yesterday on a four-day visit to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. He called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday and briefed him on the sustained progress in bilateral cooperation across a wide range of sectors, including defense, strategic technologies, trade and investment, energy security, connectivity, education and people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister reaffirmed India's consistent support for peace efforts and reiterated the call for peaceful resolution of the conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy. Secretary Rubio shared U.S. perspective on various regional and global issues, including the situation in West Asia. He called India a vital partner to the United States. Our correspondent reports at the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting will be held on 26th of May. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has inaugurated the artillery shell manufacturing plant established at the Savli Vihir Industrial Estate in Shirdi, Maharashtra yesterday. The project developed by Nibe Limited will manufacture 155mm artillery shells and has the capacity to produce 5 lakh shells annually. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that India is preparing itself for future warfare and becoming self-reliant in defence manufacturing through the Make in India initiative. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that along with healthcare and infrastructure, training of health experts and medical professionals is equally important. He made these remarks while addressing the 23rd convocation ceremony of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Nadda emphasized that doctors serve as a software of the healthcare system, while infrastructure and other facilities function as the hardware for the nation. The minister remarked that by honoring the country's emerging specialists, India is shaping the future of its healthcare ecosystem. Department of School Education and Literacy under the Ministry of Education yesterday flagged off a group of students participating in the Sakura Science Programme 2026 in New Delhi. The Ministry of Education said that 56 school students, including 24 boys and 32 girls from government schools across 15 states and union territories, along with 4 supervisors from India, will be on a visit to Japan till the 30th of this month. These students are from Assam, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, and Daman and Diu, Goa, Gujarat, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, and West Bengal. The ministry said that the participants are recipients of scholarships under the National Means Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme of the government. The centre has released more than 527 crore rupees under the National Health Mission as the first tranche for West Bengal for financial year 2026-27. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda reviewed the healthcare systems in the state during a virtual meeting with Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari. The Chief Minister also announced that Ayushman Bharat scheme will start in West Bengal from July this year. In Meghalaya, a vibrant musical evening was held last evening at the State Convention Hall in Shillong to mark 90 years of Akashvani service to the nation as a public broadcaster. Jointly organized by Akashvani Shillong and Akashvani Northeastern Services, the musical evening featured dynamic performances by leading artists and bands of Meghalaya. While addressing the program, the chief guest, Principal Secretary, Government of Meghalaya, Frederick Roy Karkonger, highlighted the role of Akashvani. He said it is a major milestone and Akashvani covers more than 90% of the geographical area of the country. He credited Akashvani and Doordarshan for creating platforms of budding talents and musicians. In IPL cricket, riding on an unbeaten 101 runs by skipper Shreyas Iyer, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants with 7 wickets at the Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 197 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Punjab Kings scored 200 for 3 in 18 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.